Welcome to Midland Classical Academy's Good Night Dad podcast. Our promise is to partner with parents to develop Christ-like leaders. Now here are your hosts, General Eccles and Brandon Schumann.
Welcome to the Good Night Dad podcast. This is the very first Good Night Dad podcast. So in way of introduction, I'm General Eccles and I'm joined by Brandon Schumann.
Hello.
Brandon and I are both dads. We're both trying to raise Christ-centered families, and we're both involved at Midland Classical Academy in Midland, Texas. Brandon, tell us a little bit about you, your family, and your place at MCA.
Thank you, General. So I started at MCA as a tutor back in 2003, and then I got married to Laura when she graduated college in 2005. And currently, I'm serving as the Dean of Arts and Humanities at the Upper School. This year is very unique for my family because our first and oldest son is going to be a kindergartner at the grammar school. I've seen what it looks like on the inside. Now I'm going to look at it from the other side. And so I'm really excited about just beginning this journey.
Well, we are starting our 11th year, I believe, as an MCA family in the process of bringing three sons through the whole process. So we're familiar as parents and students with K through 12th grade at MCA. And I've actually served on the advisory board at MCA for the past 5 years. Brandon, what do you see the purpose being for this podcast?
The purpose of this podcast is to help cast the vision of what MCA is about. We are entering our 20th year as a school, which is just really hard for me to fathom. And so MCA has been around for 20 years. During that time, we've gone from a small school with just a few families to a large school that has about 500 students. Most of the founding families that pioneered the school had a common vision, but they have graduated their kids and have moved on. And so in the spring of 2016, some of the leaders of the school got together every Thursday morning, drank lots of coffee at 6:30 in the morning just to try to hammer out, okay, what is our vision? We don't want to lose who we are and just kind of drift off and just keep existing. We want to make sure that we can understand what we're about. We spent that semester just trying to capture what our vision and what our values were, because in the book of Hosea, it says, without a vision, the people perish. And so as a school, one of our founding philosophies is to partner with parents to develop Christ-like leaders. The only times we really get to formally cast the vision of what the school's about is at orientation at the beginning of the year and then award ceremony at the end. And so there's a lot of life and a lot of educating that goes on in between that. And so this podcast is hopefully a way to help connect some of the hows and the whys with all of the quirky what's that classical education entails.
Well, Brandon, I'm excited about the podcast just because today what we're going to try to do is clearly define the overall vision, and we feel like that's a good foundational place to start this series of podcasts. My wife, Lee, and I, we've been extremely blessed for 10 years now just by the existing culture even 10 years ago, the original vision, and what that vision has become. My purpose and my hope for this podcast, and anybody, especially dads and fathers that are listening, but for families in general, my personal goal is just for the Good Night Dad podcast to simply equip dads to be excellent fathers and lead their families to greatness. With that being said, we're going to get right into the podcast. And before we get started, just for reference sake, the school does have a website. It's www.mcanights.org. And on that website is this whole vision that we're going to be discussing is written out in better detail. Just wanted to make a reference to that before we get started.
It was brilliantly written, I might add.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Brandon probably had something to do with that. The website is a good tool. It's had a lot of modifications and improvements. So be sure and check that out. Before we actually cast the vision, I just want to stress the idea and the importance of casting. And I'm not much of a fisherman, but I've done enough to know that casting requires practice and it's a continual act kind of thing. And the better you know when to cast and what to cast, typically the greater your success is going to be. And what I've discovered in my limited fishing is that they don't just jump in the boat. So as husbands and fathers and God's ordained leader of your families, I hope we can help you learn how to cast and get better results and get everybody in the boat, so to speak. I think you'll find this as a valuable tool. So, Brandon, let's start there. What exactly is the vision for MCA?
Well, the vision at MCA, as you may know, is engaging minds, pursuing Christ, and discovering greatness. Everything that we do is oriented around those three things. One of the things you first notice about the way that that's phrased is that it's an ongoing process. It's not something that we arrived at and said, well, I've discovered greatness, I'm going on break. It is something that we are just constantly about, and every day we need to wake up, and every moment We need to spend our lives in pursuit of those things, of engaging minds, pursuing Christ, discovering greatness.
Well, Brandon, let's start with engaging minds. Develop that for us.
Sure. So as a school, we educate, we teach. Knowledge is really important, and the way we receive a lot of knowledge is through this mental faculty that God's given us called our mind. Our mental focus directs our actions. What we think about tends to come up in our behavior, in the things that we do, how we act, the choices that we make. And so what we want to do is create an active learning environment. We don't want to just download our kids and download our students with a bunch of facts. We want to get into their thinking and thought process and their learning process. And the ultimate goal is not to just inform kids with information that they're inevitably going to forget, but it's to train them in the skill of how to think well and how to learn for themselves. And one of the ways that we do that at the upper school in particularly is what's called the Socratic method. Socrates, the ancient Greek philosopher, went around. He didn't just say, here's what you need to know. He just asked questions and asked meaningful questions. And so as tutors, what we're trying to do in our classes is ask these questions and train our students to ask the big questions and say, why do you think that? What reasons can you give for that opinion? Is that true? What would somebody else say? And train our students to think well by asking good questions and then seeking biblical answers that are grounded in truth.
So if I'm hearing you right, one important thing to really pick up as a parent would be to abandon what may be considered more traditional model of you've got to know this, this, and this, and then you've got to be able to process that and then regurgitate that for the sake of a test score. We want them thinking. We want them growing. We want them considering.
That's right. It's not a, I've got this information and it's stored, but it's learning how to think is what engaging minds is all about. And so pursuing Christ, which is our second statement in our vision, is we want Christ as the model how we are to live our lives. Christ is the model for how we are to live our lives. And so in all that we do, we want to be conformed in the image of Christ. Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. He's the model that we're going for. And one of the ways that Christ lived his life is he made it his sole focus to please his Father in everything that he did. And that's what we want to model and emulate as a community, as teachers, as dads. We want to model that mentality and that perspective of how can I please my Heavenly Father? The thing that's most important to God is loving people. And so the two greatest commandments, love God, love others, that's what we're trying to train our students to do. That's what we're trying to train our kids to do, and that's what we're trying to model. Jesus, as he lived his life, he said a lot of things. He gave a lot of teachings that are important, but one of the things that was most impactful was how he lived. He didn't so much say things as he showed. He didn't merely just say, do these things, but he modeled what that looks like. And that's the big part of what pursuing Christ is it gives us a picture and a pattern for us to emulate.
One thing I see, even as you're going through pursuing Christ, which is the second focus point of the overall mission, it's still within an active learning environment. This is ongoing, and that's something I just want to encourage dads with, especially depending on where you're at within your own spiritual walk and how equipped you feel to be leading a family in spiritual and Christian matters. I think it's real healthy for all of us as quick as we can to adopt an active learning environment, just that philosophy versus I've got to know all this before I should even open my mouth to begin to teach it to my kids. We need to be modeling this stuff today, right?
Yeah, and learning is a messy thing. I mean, pursuing Christ is a messy thing. We're not perfect. We're fallen, and we're going to make mistakes. If we wait till we're perfect before we do it, then we'll never do it.
Exactly. What about the last one here, discovering greatness? I think this is my favorite.
This one, to me, is the most tangible of the three. Discovering greatness, so much in our world today is mediocre. When we see things that are excellent, they really stand out. And as a school, we want to be excellent in the things that we do. We want to make good grades. We want to win state championships. We want to be great. We want to accomplish great things. God calls us to greatness. He doesn't say, hey, go be mediocre or just be all shucks when you do something great. He wants us to acknowledge the great things that we do. But most importantly, God tells us how to be great. And greatness isn't merely how the world defines it. Greatness, as the world defines it, is lording it over people and dominating. But what God says greatness is it's in serving. It's in serving other people. It's in being humble. Jesus himself said in the Gospel of Mark, "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and give his life a ransom for many." And so we want to teach our students and we want to model for our students this perspective that eternal greatness is in serving other people. It's not in getting all of this recognition for yourself and then looking down at all the little people. It's choosing to sacrifice and be kind and do what we can to help love and serve other people.
I guess what I'm hearing as you talk about excellence and ultimately to the point of discovering greatness is that the father's role in this can be as simply as dad's, personally establishing a standard and with the anticipation of excellence, the ultimate anticipation of greatness. That's just something that we need to be modeling. That's something that kids, just like with any of us, if we can see it, it's a lot more easy to attain. And that's greatness in everything from taking out the trash to your study habits to your walking in your faith as well.
Yes. As some takeaways from these three things of engaging minds, pursuing Christ, discovering greatness, as dads, how can we do these things? With engaging minds, a couple of things that comes to my mind right now is ask your kids questions. Get into the thought process of their lives and in their thinking and help direct that towards things that are good, noble, and true. Teach them how to take these thoughts captive. Another one, just at least from an upper school standpoint, is we read a lot of great books. I dare you, dads, to pick up the Iliad if you've got an eighth grader and try to read the Iliad with your kids and then ask them those questions. Continue that conversation on at home. General, do you have anything else you'd like to add to just engaging minds as a dad?
As we go through all of this, I suspect knowing where Lee and I were whenever we first got into the MCA family, the culture and this curriculum, classical education, the whole thing was intimidating. The books that they read aren't the books that I read whenever I was these kids' age, and I still haven't read a lot of them. So what Brandon's offering is the opportunity to initiate and model an active learning environment.
Yes. That's the key thing with pursuing Christ is if we want our kids to pursue Christ, are we modeling Christ as dads? That's a mandate that God's given us, is to set an example of what our Heavenly Father looks like through the conduct and example of our lives. We can say, do all these things, be nice, be honest, work hard, but are we doing those things ourselves? Are we modeling Christ to our family? Are we creating an environment in our home that's promoting and living out these biblical values?
So Brandon, regarding discovering greatness, what would be a practical application to that?
That's a great question, General. The Bible says that greatness is in serving others, so we can serve our families. We can serve our wives by asking them how we can help out on home days, whether that's offering support or some correction after we get home, taking the time to teach multiplication tables, volunteering and coaching, choosing to say, you know what, I could live comfortably here, but I'm going to choose to get involved and get engaged and serve my family and model that.
Man, that's beautiful. And that is, just like you're saying, the vision specifically for the kids and for education, everything you just mentioned is a mandate from the Lord. One of the goals of the Good Night Dad podcast is to keep each of these segments short enough where it's digestible and something that you can consider, discuss with your wife primarily, your kids as needed, and just continue to grow and develop this thing. We're going to go ahead and wrap up our episode one. Thank you for joining the Good Night Dad podcast. And our prayer for all our dads and anyone listening is that you continue engaging minds, pursuing Christ, and discovering greatness. Thanks for joining us.
See you next time.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the Goodnight Dad podcast, brought to you by Midland Classical Academy. Engaging minds, pursuing Christ, discovering greatness.